It is, man, look how on time we are. 2:52. The Bob and Dan radio program with the great Donovan. Jake's here, too. We're at Ticketstock 2015 at the Irving Convention Center. The big deal here is that everything's free. Free admission, free concert tonight and tomorrow, and free autographs from big superstar guests.
Free.
Like the guys who just joined us on stage. It is your heroes, Jamie Benn and Jason Spezza of the Dallas Stars. And Jamie and I just interacted about a week ago on the road, though. They make us dress nicer on the road, but we're allowed to wear this here in Dallas. So it's all good.
Aren't you happy?
Hey, remember our conversation a week ago?
I do, yeah.
Did anybody else hear about that? How come nobody else is talking about that? I thought we said a lot of great things, but that's just me.
I thought we put that to bed.
Yeah.
I'm just happy you guys didn't show up in the same outfit again. That was super embarrassing last time.
I'm pretty upset he didn't bring my outfit.
Well, guys, how's it going? How's life?
I lost a bet, and I picked the Cowboys to win 7 games this year, and they did much better than that.
Have you ever seen a creepier clown than that?
No, he's the top of my list.
Got any
sticks? They should have like a movie
or
something.
Got a cigarette I can borrow?
Half-hearted, don't you think? There's no clown feet. There's no red nose, no face makeup.
Everyone's a critic. You know how he is.
Like, have you ever seen a clown in Loafers
before? Oh, that's a fine hat trick, but I should have read his article the next day. Nice hat trick, by the way. Congratulations. First one ever?
First one ever, yeah.
Like, in not any level, though.
First one in the NHL.
Okay.
When was your last hat trick?
A long time ago.
I'm going to make you come up with an answer.
Sorry, Jason. We're focusing on Jason here for a second.
The year, probably my first year, maybe, when I went down to the NHL.
Okay. Yeah, in Austin. Yeah.
Can you... Like, when we had Sagan on, you brought up, like, a game 2 years ago, and he was able to name every goal and where it came from. Are you like that? Do you have recall on
that? No. There's a few I remember, but all the good goal scorers remember every goal for some reason.
That was the... I think it tells us something about their personality, don't you think?
Narcissistic. Right. You're more of a team guy. The captain.
Yeah.
You're worried about the win, not about your individual goals.
Jason...
Just memorize that and say it next time somebody asks you.
That's very good. Jason, so last night, it felt like you two played like 19 minutes in the third period, so I don't know if you need a nap today or anything like that, but it looked like a very taxing game, and then it looked extremely frustrating on a number of levels. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. We knew it was a big game yesterday, and, you know, we kind of got behind the eight ball a little bit and, tried to kind of have a valiant comeback, and it fell short, and we were pretty frustrated, I think, with it. Yep.
Buzzing around, and it's interesting because now everyone is talking about your shot totals, and isn't it interesting that when you outshoot your opponents, you're losing? When you don't outshoot them, you're winning. That doesn't make any sense. It does kind of make sense, though, in a way, right? Because you're generally going to outshoot your opponent if you get behind early, and that's kind of been the common point in a lot of these losses, is that we're down 2 or 3 nothing too early in the game, and then you have to spend all this energy to catch up again, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, those last two games are probably pretty indicative of that theory. In St. Louis, we score the early goals, and, you know, then we probably sit back and
right.
you err on the side of caution. You play a little more defensive, so they come and can probably shoot a little more on your net. And last night, we're coming from behind, so they're probably doing the same thing to us a little bit.
Where are we on the tandem interviews in terms of, is it just weird to have a tandem interview where you kind of have to, almost like on the ice, make eye contact, like, who wants to take this one? It seems like you're getting better at this, Jamie, as time goes on. Jason, you look like you're getting used to skating with him more on the stage.
Yeah, he takes all the questions.
All right, I have a question for you, Mr. Spezza, though, that we have not discussed with you in the past, but I could not help, when we were in Buffalo, noticing in the newspapers that it was a bit of a thing. And do you have any idea what I'm about to bring up?
I don't.
Okay, well, in the Buffalo papers, they pointed out Oh, Jamie might be bringing up a better topic, but I don't know. I'm not sure what hand signal he just made. But now I want to know what that is, because that might be better. No, the article in the Buffalo Papers was about you and Lindy Ruff joining forces.
Oh, yes.
After that moment in 2007, which lives on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe more than a moment with Lindy. We had a few moments.
You had a few
over
moments.
Over the years, yeah.
So please, for the good folks, could you recap the Ottawa-Buffalo bad blood of a long, long time ago? And it's how it is in hockey, where your enemy one day is your friend the next, and then your enemy again. It's just how the sport works. But there was a time, right?
Yep, there was a time. The moment you're talking about is Lindy sent out Adam Mayer and a few other guys to jump me and a couple of my buddies, and we had a...
It was a heater
we had,
down your
we had,
way, right?
We had quite, we had quite the exchange in one of the legendary brawls probably the last decade. And we played against each other, you know, a few years in a row in the playoffs. So there were some heated words. I probably ran my mouth a little more back then than I do now. I was a little bit younger, and we had some good exchanges over the, you know, things that were going on. So it was kind of funny when I got traded here. Lindy was one of my first calls. He called me, and we had joked that, you know, after all those years of kind of really battling it out, it'll be, you know, fun to be together. So we've snickered about it a little bit during the course of the year.
If you have a chance, it's worth your 5 minutes to check it out on YouTube. It was February of 2007, and it really, you just have to search a Ray Emery fight. There's a few of them, but
that's the main. Ray beating up everybody that would look at him was definitely the highlight.
But the situation starts where you can definitely see Lindy send out his goon line against the. You can see him ordering the code red there, Jason.
Yeah,
he's clearly doing it.
Yes, yeah. And there was no doubt what he was doing. And to be honest, I don't blame him.
Right, right. Because who got hurt on his side?
Chris Drury.
Yeah, it was Chris Drury.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so it's funny how they say this would not have gone on back in the old days of hockey. But that was only 8 years ago. And I think what I was watching this morning, I said, I don't think that happens in 2015 anymore.
Yeah, there's less of it. It seems like there's a lot less of that stuff, and the cameras that have so many angles, you can't really get away with much. So I threw a pretty good spear there, and you don't see it, and you got to protect yourself with your stick a little more 8 years ago than you do now.
Especially when knuckleheads are coming at
you.
I mean,
it looks like Slapshot.
Yeah.
It looks like the end of Slapshot. Yeah. You got Senators Sabres Brawl 2-22-07.
Jamie, I'm not saying that doesn't happen anymore.
And how about a nice goalie fight? Oh, Emery fought?
No oh, way. Dude, Emery fought their goon.
I'm joking. Of course he fought. Yeah.
Well, what's interesting, what's interesting is goalie on goalie fights are rare, but goalie on goon fights are.
He picked their toughest guy and decided to try to beat him up, so.
Jamie, I'm not saying this is great for the game, but I freaking love it, and I want that brought back at some point. Do you agree with my sentiments?
Not so much. No.
Have you?
Man, there's so many layers of comedy here. I'm really enjoying. I'm sorry about another leading question.
Have you been in a fight?
You got to open up, man.
Don't we all apologize.
It's all
by the way.
Good.
A blanket apology from us about
just,
everything.
Just a week later, it's just the comedy is amazing.
Have you been in a fight?
I've been in a few, yeah.
A few?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's recently.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
What's your latest one? It was.
Do you remember those more than your goals?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah,
Columbus.
Columbus, yeah.
Yeah.
Columbus.
Do you actually practice in any way for that?
Yeah, me and Spez go.
We fight it a couple times. I don't.
In the dressing room, we go toe to toe. Sometimes after practice.
I like to keep my fighting secret, though.
That's good.
It doesn't go very well.
Well, but it allows for more surprise attacks.
So it looked pretty good in 07 here.
Yeah.
Right?
This is an awesome video.
I was fierier.
As coaches are yelling at each other. And
yeah, that's how you know it's good. And in fact, the unintentional comedy there is the two coaches are going nuts, and then in the middle of them working TV is Rob Ray, like one of the great fighters in hockey history. And he's... He's just kind of sitting there watching the two guys go nuts. And by the way, I believe Lindy and Brian Murray were buddies.
They're really close. Yeah, I think there's a huge mutual respect there. And they were together in Florida at one point, but both fiery coaches.
So yes.
This scenario doesn't surprise me, and it didn't at the time either.
One of the greatest experiences I ever had was when the Stars, many, many coaches ago, invited, I think you got this privilege as well, for a preseason game. We got to be like an embedded assistant coach, and we got to hear all the chatter. And it was the Sean Avery year. So I got to hear Avery and Steve Ott and the whole gang at the height of their powers, and I think Downey maybe was on that team. It was just there was a lot of chirping. It's there's a lot of things that are said on the ice. It's not as newsworthy all the time, but there's a lot of things that certainly go after guys.
How does the captain?
Yeah, there's probably a lot said that can't be printed. That's why they don't report it.
How does the captain respond to criticism? You ready? That the Stars didn't do enough after Sagan got targeted the other day.
I mean, it was a tough situation. I mean, obviously he took out our best player, and it was a pretty dirty hit and a cheap hit. But you know, the refs, they got in there pretty fast, and
yeah, they did.
Ruined all the fun.
You know, they ruined all the fun. We could have had this here. A little brawl in 07, but...
If we only had a coach that would instigate something like that. Oh, wait. That's right. We did.
Hey, I enjoyed... speaking of that exact... no, it wasn't that exact same night. It was... gosh, now the games are running together. It must be very difficult for you guys with all the games running together. But in St. Louis, when you did get the hat trick, I enjoyed Lindy scoreboarding you that he... What is he at, three or something?
I think he's got three, and he definitely let me know about it, too. He said, you got two more to catch me, so don't get too high on yourself here.
So with regards to this year, it is now that stressful time of year where you look at the standings every day and the deadlines coming up and just all of those things that give hockey players indigestion. What's the state of affairs? It seems like an incredible emotional roller coaster of one day we feel great, the next day the sky is falling.
Well, I think it's our job.
Who wants this one?
It's our job to not feel that way, though, and even though it does a little bit. It seems like, you know, you leave the house every day going to the rink, and I'm saying this is the biggest game of the year. This is the biggest game of the year, and we're basically playing in the playoffs right now because we know we have to win two of three the whole way to get in, so... it can be frustrating at times, but I think that's where you have to have a short-term memory. If you win, we beat St. Louis, you got to be ready to go the next night. We lose an emotional one, and now we got Detroit coming in. So it's that time of year where it's the fun time, but it's also you got to be able to put stuff behind you.
And there are no layups, and it is, you know, it's a very, very competitive league. And luckily... we do have a guy like Jason that can step up if a guy like Tyler gets hurt this season to really bring that together. But I guess, guys, it just goes to more opportunities for guys down the lineup to do those sorts of things, huh?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a great opportunity for you know, a bunch of young guys to step up and play a little bigger roles. You know, Richie, McKenzie, and then you saw Ranford there last night in his first NHL game. You know, these kids are coming up and they're ready to play, and you know, they're good enough to play. So it's fun to see them compete with us every night and, you know, try and earn their spot here full time.
Would you compare the roller coaster ride of your season to the roller coaster ride of your chess experience and the up and down nature that?
How is that going? You guys are playing each other in chess.
I don't know what he's talking about.
We're locked in a 7-game series, and he's stalling now because he knows he's on the ropes in game 5. A pivotal game 5.
It's true.
Because the winner here, now the loser has their backs against the wall going home for game 6.
And, what's your chess history?
He's quite good, at least I'm quite bad, but we're very comparable, I would say.
I'm like a grade 8 level.
But what's your... How long, you know, Bob has told us many times his dad
I never played
beat up on him throughout his early childhood. What was your...
I got no history, just 1 year in grade 8. I was in the chess club for a year, and that's it.
What grade? 8th grade?
Well, that's
8th grade. 8th grade.
All right, that's more than I got.
There you go.
I was in checkers club.
I had you popular with all the chicks, right, in the chess club?
Yeah.
Girls like that stuff.
You'd be surprised.
I think. I don't really know. I just hear about
what
girls like.
Says the guy in the clown suit.
Right.
Well, it's awesome having you guys out here at Ticket Stock. We appreciate you joining our little clown show. And I mean, it's now quite frequent, it seems, Jamie.
Yeah, we'll see what next week brings.
Let's see if we make any headlines, right?
Always looking for that. Well, guys, good luck signing. We hope your hand can take all the fatigue of the autographs and that sort of thing. And let's go win like 10 in a row and get right back into this thing. Not that it requires 10. But boy, would that be nice.
That would be, would be nice. We'll take
We're
it.
All pro 10 yeah. game win streak. Good.
We are,
good.
Yes.
We're on the same page. Yeah. That is Jamie Benn, and that is Jason Spencer.
Yeah.
And they are hockey men.
Go hockey!
And this is Ticket Stock. It's 3:06 on the ticket.